How has everything been turned against us? How did suffering become so endless? How am I to reunite with my estranged? Do I need to change? I'm surrounded by the souls of those I've lost. I'm the only one whose line I haven't crossed. What if the greatest threat we'll find across the sea is me? What if I'm the monster? What if I'm in the wrong? What if I'm the problem that's been hiding all along? What if I'm the one who killed you every time I gave to guilt? What if I've been far too kind to foes, but a monster to ourselves? What if I'm the monster? Is the Cyclops struck with guilt when he kills? Is he up in the middle of the night? Or does he end my men to avenge his friend and then sleep knowing he has done him right? When the witch turns men to pigs to protect her nymphs, is she going insane? Or did she learn to be colder when she got older and now she saves them the pain? When a god comes down and makes a fleet drown, is he scared that he's doing something wrong? Or does he keep us in check so we must respect him and now no one dares to piss him off? Does a soldier use a wooden horse to kill sleeping Trojans cause he is vile? Or does he throw away his remorse and save more lives with guile? If I became the monster and threw that guilt away, would that make us stronger? Would it keep our foes at bay? If I became the monster to everyone but us and made sure we got home again, if we're unjust, if I became that. Oh, ruthlessness is mercy upon ourselves. And deep down I know this well. I lost my best friend, I lost my mentor, my mom, 500 men gone. This can't go on, I must get to see Penelope and Telemachus. So if we must sail through dangerous oceans and beaches, I'll go where Poseidon won't reach us. And if I gotta drop another infant from a wall in an instant so we all don't die, then I'll become the monster. I will deal the blow and I'll become the monster like no. Become the monster.